Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Did your regular media sources tell you that the value of the U.S. dollar index as of early this week was down more than 9% from its peak last fall? Did your regular media sources last week inform you that now most oil imported into India is being priced and paid in United Arab Emirates dirhams instead of U.S. dollars? Actually, there is substantial activity around the globe to eliminate the dollar in international commerce. A few decades ago, 90% of international transactions were priced and paid in U.S. dollars. Strong foreign demand for dollars provided a no or low-cost way for the U.S. government to inflate its money supply, giving the artificial appearance of higher American prosperity. International demand for the dollar has since plummeted. Before Russia's invasion of Ukraine a year ago, the dollar was only used to price and pay for about 60% of global cross-border transactions. The economic sanctions imposed by the U.S. government on Russia in response to the invasion has backfired, prompting accelerated efforts to further displace the dollar for international commerce. For example, Saudi Arabia used to be one of the strongest supporters of the dollar as a world currency, requiring that its oil exports be priced and paid in dollars. However, late last year it announced that it was open to using the Chinese yuan to price oil exports. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and much of Africa and South America, representing more than half the globe's population, are aggressively seeking to develop an alternative international payment system that does not use the dollar at all. As international demand for U.S. dollars declines, so does the value of American currency relative to other national issues. The cost of American imports has overall been rising at an accelerated pace over the past 2 years, adding to higher consumer prices, further pushing down American prosperity. Of course, while the dollar has been falling in value, gold and silver have appreciated. The good news is that it's not too late to protect your finances with a wealth insurance position of precious metals. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.